Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's CODA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
What's up, Smile Squad? It's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to my professionally silly station recorded on the Anchor app. Now, this is a podcast where we like to get a little weird, a little random, and definitely a little silly. First up, we have a few more YouTubers exposed for lying. Wah, wah, wah. Get your teacups ready because I'm about to spill some tea and I hate a mess. Finally, we have a man who shot himself in the... Wait a minute. Was I just bleeped? Okay, no, this is America. Okay, no one me. Are you kidding me? I will make every podcast show sound like a Sopranos episode if I want to. Okay, enough of my foolishness, Smile Squad. I've got foolishness from the internet to share, and I want to remind you guys to feel free to call in and share your opinion about any podcast episode here on Professionally Silly and join in on the silly. Or just say hey. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828.
Hi, how you doing? My name's Kevin. I'll be your server. What can I get you guys?
What vegan options do you guys have? Like, I'm trying to watch my figure. Plus, it's super trendy to be vegan. So,
yeah, we have...
Oh my God, is that the vegan YouTuber? Oh my God. Is she eating f***ing fish? Wait a minute. Was that a beep? Who's beep? Who the f*** is censoring me? This is f***ing America.
Well, wasn't that like a YouTube video you couldn't see? And it's crazy because back in the day, people actually listened to the radios like it was a television, you know? And I guess when you think about it, Trump is president, so stranger things have happened. Anyways, moving forward. So my question to you is, what's up with vegans and why are they so easily hurt when other vegans decide? I'm tired of being tired and my body craves nutrients that hamster food can no longer provide me. So like, it's like you looked at them in the eye and called their mom a whore. That's how serious they take it, especially if it's someone they look up to. You know, vegans, they take it very seriously. And honestly, I feel like calling them vegans is wrong. It feels like a foodophobic slur or something. I don't know. A vegan YouTuber was actually caught eating fish at a restaurant. Stop the presses. Yeah, some vegan realized she was slowly killing herself and her followers are freaking out. That's right. Raw Vanna, a vegan YouTuber who has hundreds of thousands of subscribers, was caught eating fish at a restaurant. They caught her eating fish. What the entire hell? Like, how do you catch someone enjoying lunch? I don't get it. She is now being dragged by her fans and other people in the vegan community. Now, apparently, she was on vacation in Mexico with a friend who also happens to be a vlogger, and her vlogging buddy caught her on camera at a restaurant having lunch. Yeah, that's what happened. Now, let me stop. Okay. So, In the video, you can see Ravana, sitting at the table with a plate of food in front of her. And here is where the jaw-dropping part comes in, okay? There was fish on her plate. Right? I know. Shocker. Now, in the video, you can clearly see that she's trying to hide the fish with her arm, you know? And okay. Apparently, the vegans, they're really furious about this, okay? And what she did is equivalent to murder, and the vegan community is just not having it, you know? But let me just stop throwing shade, all right, at our hungry friends, okay? I just love meat a lot. I love eggs. I'm not a murderer. I'm not a rapist. I have never killed anyone. I just enjoy food, and that doesn't make me a bad person. And vegans are kind of stereotypically known for shaming others who don't like to starve themselves. I don't get it. But let me explain why they are so angry about this. For about 6 years, Ravana said that veganism can help cure addictions and illnesses. You know, addictions like smoking, alcoholism, or even affect how you sleep. You know, and she told everyone that being a plant-based person changed her life. You know, but the question is, was that indeed the case? Now, she sold fitness plans and vegan recipe books. You know, homegirl was making bank. All right, now, after she was exposed, she made a 33-minute long kind of sorry, not sorry video. And that's what it seemed like to me. But she labeled it an apology video. That's what she calls it, which is a very thing in the YouTube community, apparently. YouTubers say, I'm going to do something stupid. I'm going to lie to you. I'm going to fuck up. And then I'm going to make an apology video. And as many views as I know that shit's going to get, I'm going to make lots of money on that shit. That's what they do. But in the video, she explains that she was almost anemic and her hormone levels were premenopausal. Okay. From what I understand, she's kind of a young girl. I don't even think she's in her mid-20s yet. Now, she hates that she was diagnosed with small intestinal bacteria overgrowth and has digestive problems now. That's what she says there. She goes on to explain that her doctor told her she needs to start eating eggs and fish to help her with her medical issues, which sounds smart to me. Health before YouTube subscribers. That's what I say, you know. But what people seem to be upset with the most is not the fact that she was eating fish. Well, obviously, a lot of them are pissed off about that as well, yes. But the fact that they're upset with the most is the fact that the video that she was recorded, that she was caught eating the fish, was recorded 2 months prior to her apology video, meaning she was still lying and promoting the vegan lifestyle while making money off of it. Two months ago? She had to have posted at least, I don't know, 4 or 5 videos by then, depending on how often she posts. On my channel, I post a video a week until I can, you know, have the time to post more than that. But yeah, that's what I do. So many are bothered by that, and they certainly let her know. But not a lot of people have accepted her apology. You know, one user under her video comments, "Sounds like a cheating girlfriend for the first 2 minutes." That's funny. Whilst another person says, whilst. You never get to use that. I'm going to start you. Whilst. I'm not even sure I'm using it correctly, but it sounds sexy. Whilst another person said under the video in the comment section, yet again, another person making money from something they don't believe in. Definition of a con artist and scammer. Yeah, sounds about right. Here's another comment. Here it is. Who only found this video because of the shame articles? That comment got over 300 likes, including my own. This video and this apology video and everyone's response to it and all the angry vegans is kind of spiraled on the internet and it's become a huge issue on social media. Oh, here's one of my favorite comments here. Can you at least take off all the ads in your apology video? That... I love it. That's funny because there's like 6 or 7 ads in that video. And for each ad that she plays, she gets paid. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know what Raw Vanna will do with her platform at the moment. She's lost many subscribers and her social medias are filled with pissed off vegans. You know, I guess we'll just have to wait for, like, you know, Logan or Jake Paul to do something else stupid. And then we'll forget all about that, you know, the fake vegan. But that might be soon. I hear Logan Paul's going to go to Antarctica to prove that the Earth is flat. So there's always that. But wait, there's more. Now, I don't know what it is about these YouTubers who feel the need to lie just to get views. Wait a minute, yes I do. Because it works. The more views you get, the more money you could make. You know, that being said, okay, we have ourselves another YouTuber that is a lying sack of dripping shit. YouTuber It's David decided to make a video about him getting a job at Chuck E. Cheese to prove the conspiracy theory that they recycle their pizzas. Meaning, they take uneaten pizzas from the tables of customers who have left and make brand new pizzas with those abandoned slices. Now, Shane Dawson is another YouTuber who, mind you, was on a much larger scale. He has, like, Jesus, like 20 million subscribers, something like that. And he made a video himself about the Chuck E. Cheese pizza conspiracy. And if you haven't already heard about this theory, I made a podcast about it, and it's called Does Chuck E. Cheese Recycle Their Pizza? In short, all right, Shane Dawson started a trend with other content creators as well as viewers who all decided to go to Chuck E. Cheese for themselves to test the theory. Now, even I did it on my channel, Professionally Silly, so make sure you guys go check that out, by the way, self-plug. I had to slip that up in there. So, there is some backstory for you, so you can go ahead and research the rest on your own. But let's get back to the meat of the story. David, from It's David's channel, made a video claiming he got a job at Chuck E. Cheese and had proof that they did indeed recycle their pizza. Now, he puts his phone in his underwear, which is gross, because he signs a NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, and he also agreed not to have his phone on the premises or publicly discuss anything about the company. Now, in the video, he goes to the break room, and he claims he saw another employee take an unfinished pizza and put it on a new tray. That's what he says he saw. Now, when he saw this, he claims he was just about to take out his phone and record it. But of course, just at that exact moment, his manager walked in. Now, once the manager catches him, they both go to the office where David is able to record their conversation with his phone, quote unquote, secretly. In this conversation, the manager freely admits that he knows the pizza is recycled and he doesn't care. The manager goes on to say that Chuck E. Cheese is a business and they're only in it to make money and to maximize profits. You know, and that's business, I get it, but also, ew. Now, the footage is absolutely, it's bullshit. It's bullshit, and I'll tell you why. One, the footage looks like it was, you know, like it was handheld. It doesn't really seem to be hidden at all, to be honest with you. Two, the background of the video is bare, and it could have been filmed anywhere. I could have filmed that in my apartment. It's the same color wall in my apartment, honestly. Three, the manager's face is blurred out, which is understandable. But you can tell that he's wearing a shirt that has a mouse on it. That doesn't mean that it is a Chuck E. Cheese shirt. You know what I mean? You can print out a shirt with a mouse on it. There's so many websites you can just print out shirts of your own shit. So it's all of this seems to have logical explanations. We're not seeing any actual facts of anything. I'm not seeing proof of anything. It's even speculated that the manager in the video is actually his dad. So who knows? Now, several YouTubers took it upon themselves to investigate the authenticity of David's video. When asked, David could not prove anything. No proof of employment, no W-2, no paperwork, nothing. You know, and there were even a few people who tried to call the Chuck E. Cheese's in the, in, you know, in the area where David lives to see if he ever worked there, and no one knew of him or even heard of him. Didn't even know who he was. Now, I've never heard of having to sign an NDA for a job like Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know. It's possible. But that, for me, was a red flag in the video to me when he said that. You know, and one of the reasons that this video was such a big deal is because he, if he actually signed an NDA, okay, just making that video could land him in court and he could be facing a lawsuit. Chuck E. Cheese has been around for over 40 years. I'm sure they have lawyers, you know, but I don't think they're going to do anything like that simply because they don't want any more, you know, bad media attention. The Shane Dawson conspiracy theory video alone gave them a lot of attention on the press. We're talking about Shane Dawson posted that video of the Chuck E. Cheese conspiracy theory. 1 week, it had over 20 million views in 1 week. So, yeah. Definitely check out my podcast about the Chuck E. Cheese theory. I promise that you will enjoy that, you know. But I don't know. I just think that all of this is kind of crazy. One, I do not think that, I'm lying. I do think that Chuck E. Cheese recycles their pizza. Here's why. I ordered it on DoorDash on my YouTube channel for delivery, and it looked like it was fucking... It was definitely... something wasn't right. I don't know. You guys can check it out for yourself if you would like to. It's really up to you. But I gotta tell you, as a YouTuber myself, it is extremely frustrating when other YouTubers take advantage of their viewers, because when they do it, it makes us all look bad. And it's hard enough to grow your channel and create content in such a competitive field as it is. So the last thing we need, and the last thing we want, is to betray our loyal viewers. So, you know, this dude can suck a all right? And I mean that in the most disrespectful way, in case there was a misunderstanding. Anyways, what do you guys think about this topic? You know, or YouTubers, or social media influencers lying to their viewers or their, you know, or their followers to get more views and to make money. Do you think it's wrong? Do you understand why they do it? Let me know. Call in 805-664-1828. Let's talk about it. So before we get to the last dumbass of the day, I have a little announcement I want to make with you guys. If you are interested and you are digging the Professionally Silly podcast, you can now support the podcast by making monthly contributions. You can contribute 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And this will definitely help bring the Professionally Silly to another level. So please help me out. Please. I ain't too proud to beg. Let's be honest. A lot of time and effort goes into creating content, and it's super awesome to have the opportunity to be paid for my hard work. I got bills and I's chasing dreams, and that shit is expensive. So super excited to go on this journey with all of you, Smile Squad. And thank you so much ahead of time for your support and your future contributions. All right, let's get back to it. Dumbass number three. So this next one is, it's just plain stupid. We have a man from Indiana who, he shot himself in the, you know, you really can't make this shit up. I mean, why would you? I mean, why? You know, Mark Anthony Jones, and that's his real name, age 46, is facing a class 8 misdemeanor weapons charge in connection to shooting himself in the carrying a gun without a license isn't smart as it is, but carrying a gun without a license and then shooting yourself in the is even dumber, I feel like. Now, apparently, he was out walking around at around like 6:45 a.m. with an unholstered gun tucked away in his waistband. Now, from what I understand, the weapon began to slip And it sounds like he tried to catch it. And, well, he almost shot off his... Oh, shit. This is like one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, you know? And he states during an interview with the police at the hospital that the gun didn't even belong to him. And he refused to give the name of the gun owner, you know? So the bullet, apparently, it entered just above his penis and exited his family jewels. Oh, God. I can't right now. I mean, I don't have a penis, but I feel like if I shot mine, it would hurt. I mean, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but I feel like my hypothesis has some weight. he shot himself in the... Oh, damn. Man, there are some really stupid people out there, but the scandal is good for views. So, you know, I just want to thank you guys so much for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on the Anchor app or whichever auditory platform you chose. Cause your audible boo thing is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and 7 other auditory podcast platforms. Okay, so your girl definitely gets around. And also in other news, if you have ever wanted to create or start your own podcast, pay attention to what's next. Come join the podcasting community and share your voice here on Anchor. Now, if you're already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so much for joining me. Now, if you haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe/favorite button so you can be notified whenever I post new podcast episode, which will be every Friday until I can't stand you guys anymore. And if you're curious about the voice behind the mic, be sure to follow me on my other social media platforms. I don't know why I sounded like that. I just wanted you to know that I could. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and a few others, along with clickable links in the description box of all of my YouTube videos along, you know, so make sure you guys go ahead and click that there. I have a YouTube channel, by the way. It is called Professionally Silly. So follow, subscribe, fam me, whatever you want to call it. Let's laugh together. Lord knows, in the world we live in, we could definitely use some more laughter in our lives. Once again, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. I would love it if you guys would leave a review on my podcast. Yeah, I want to know what you guys think, and I would also love it, love it, love it if you would call in and share your opinions about the topics that we discuss. So feel free to call in about any episode here on Professionally Silly that you've heard. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Call in, tell me which episode you listened to, and share your opinion, whatever it may be. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. Also, fuck Donald Trump and his entire administration. That is all.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.